Dispatches, a focal point of Bruce Springsteen's haunting post-Vietnam anthem, Born in the USA, and the subject of countless other books, articles, paintings, songs, and exhibits. For war critics and news correspondents, Khe Sanh was a metaphor for the Vietnam War's strategic folly and tactical deceptions. 6,000 U.S. Marines forced to defend an isolated base that General Westmoreland had deemed indispensable, only to abandon it after hundreds of Americans were sacrificed in its defense. So what really happened at Khe Sanh? What was it like for the young Americans who were there? How has Khe Sanh shaped and scarred their lives? How accurate is the history that has been written about this epic confrontation of the Vietnam War? These were the questions that guided me as I set out on this journey. I celebrated my 9th birthday in April 1968, and though I don't have any specific memories of reading about the Battle of Khe Sanh or the Tet Offensive, I was certainly aware of the rising death toll in Vietnam and the anti-war protests that were spreading across America. That August, after the local summer baseball league games had ended, I squeezed into the back seat of our 1964 Chevy Impala with my older brother and sister, and we set off to the east on a family vacation. Our ultimate destination was Washington, D.C., but I persuaded my parents to stop at several Civil War battlefields in our path. And so we hopscotched from Appomattox Courthouse in Southern Virginia to Richmond, with a side trip to Colonial Williamsburg, and then on to Fredericksburg, before finally reaching the nation's capital. Each day, our journey into America's past was jolted back to the present by newscasts and headlines about the widening war in Vietnam. In Washington, we visited the monuments and toured the White House, where President Johnson was in his final months of office, having announced in late March, amid the mounting anti-war protests, that he wouldn't run for re-election. We made our way to Arlington National Cemetery and climbed the hallowed slopes, stopping at President John F. Kennedy's gravesite before reaching the breathtaking vantage point of the Custis Lee Mansion. We couldn't help but notice all the fresh graves around us. And then, as my father captured the scene with his Brownie 8mm camera, we watched in solemn silence as a flag-draped coffin passed on a horse-drawn caisson, and some minutes later, listened reverently as the mournful sound of taps echoed over the hills. Back home in Missouri, my family followed events in Vietnam on the CBS Evening News and in our local newspaper. Every so often, the paper wrote about some hometown boy who had died in America's service in Indochina. Eventually, 14 young men from my hometown of about 15,000 people would die in Vietnam. I read everything I could about the Vietnam War as the years passed. As a 25-year-old journalist in 1984, just 9 years after the war ended, I was drawn to Southeast Asia. Eventually, I would spend 10 years there, spread over 3 decades. At every opportunity, I visited Vietnam. Saigon, Hanoi, Hue, Quang Tri City, Bien Hoa, Cu Chi, Thai Ninh, My Lai, Street Without Joy, all the places I'd read about in my personal quest to understand the war that had claimed the lives of 58,000 Americans. I traveled along much of Route 1, as it followed the coast of the former South Vietnam, and, with Vietnam veteran Chuck Searcy, I ventured up Route 9 to the Khe Sanh area, just south of the old Demilitarized Zone, DMZ, that had divided Vietnam into the Communist North and American-supported South from 1954 until 1975. In my travels, I interviewed former North Vietnamese Army soldiers, Viet Cong guerrillas, and veterans of the Army of the Republic of South Vietnam, ARVN. I spoke with refugees who had fled Vietnam and returned, and those who had tried to escape communist rule but never made it out. I visited a vast ARVN cemetery north of Saigon that the war's victors had allowed to fall into shameful disrepair, and I spoke with villagers along the northern fringe of the former DMZ who continued